We're doing the Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim's work on the laws of kindness, and we'll dedicate our learning tonight to Rachel Leah Bat Moshe, whose yahrzeit is Erev Shavuos. One more day. So the Chafetz Chaim says, Haga, we're at the footnote in the 13th chapter, the second section of the work. V'yadati gam ken sherotzon adam yoter lalvot la'ashirim. And I know that a person is more inclined to give loans to the wealthy, because if you just do a cost-benefit analysis, you figure, what's my risk factor here? If you give a loan to someone wealthy, so then your risk is lower. But if someone comes to you and he needs a loan and he's in a tight spot, so then you figure to yourself, well, who says he's going to make it out of there? Who says he's going to be able to pay me back? So that's why people prefer to give loans to the wealthy. Even if right now you feel like the guy is he's okay, or if you take collateral from the person, we all know that sometimes you take collateral and it loses its value. And sometimes a person loses footing financially. But nonetheless, when we take a closer look at this, we'll realize that this claim also has no validity. Because of this concern specifically, the Torah needed to warn us and tell us that ani ve'ashir, if you have a choice to give a loan to the poor or to the wealthy, the Torah says, ani kodem, give the loan to the poor first. The Torah was really aware of this, obviously, and the Torah therefore proceeded by telling us, give the poor the loan first. And in truth, with regard to these types of claims, the verse says, be careful, lest something bad is in your heart, and you say to yourself, you know, the end of the Shemitah year is coming. And so you look upon your brother, the pauper, badly. Because he's poor, you look at him badly. And so you're concerned, maybe he won't pay me back in time, and then Shemitah will come and I'll lose it. So then you might lose it. And that's why the Torah concludes that parsha and says, Naton titen lo. No, give you should give him. Because of this, Hashem will bless you in all you do. So we have a special mitzvah to give loans. Obviously, you're supposed to do it carefully. Take collateral, sign witnesses, do whatever you can to protect yourself. But at the end of the day, when one can't afford it, then he has a mitzvah to give loans to the poor before the wealthy. In spite of the fact that we probably have more trepidation when it comes to giving loans to the poor than the wealthy.